Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Tes, Zevachim 9. In today's Daf Yomi, we see the following teaching. Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavog. Rav says in the name of Mavog, Mavog is a name of a scholar, Rashi tells us. And Rav says that Mavog taught the following law. Chatos sheshechata amenas sheyischaper bar nachshon keshera. If a person brought a sin offering and he brought it on the condition that Nachshon should achieve atonement, then this offering is valid. To explain what this means, we know from the Torah in Parshas Nasa that all of the Nisim, all of the heads of all the tribes, they each brought a sacrifice, which our tradition tells us is in the first 12 days of the month of Nisan, each one day after the other, brought a sacrifice, a sin offering, as part of the dedication of the Mishkan. And the first one to bring this offering was Nachshon ben Aminadav, the prince from the tribe of Judah. And so therefore, Rav says in the name of Mavog that if Chatos was brought to achieve atonement for Nachshon, it is kosher. And normally speaking, we would say that if a sin offering was brought for a different person, that is invalid. That is called shinoi balam. But in this case, we say it's not going to be invalid because we say ein kapara l'meisim, because we say that the dead cannot achieve atonement. And we discussed this a couple of days ago in our five-minute daf. And so since the sin offering cannot be brought on behalf of the dead because the dead cannot achieve atonement, this law of shinoi balam of a different owner, it does not invalidate it. It only invalidates it when the person is obligated in atonement in the same way in which he's obligated it. But since Nachshon is no longer alive, we say that this doesn't apply. And so therefore, since Nachshon is mace, there's no atonement there. And so if a person intends to sacrifice it on behalf of Nachshon, it's not going to be considered shinoi balam, and therefore the sacrifice is valid. However, even though the sacrifice is valid, it has not fulfilled the obligation of the owner to bring a sin offering. So it means it's valid that the blood can still be sprinkled and is not considered an invalid sacrifice, but the person who brought it has not fulfilled the sin offering that he's still obligated to do. The Beis Yosef records in the Beis Yosef of Yosef Cairo records in the name of the Mordechai, the great Ashkenazic figure who died in the Rindfleisch massacres in 1297, that there's a practice to pledge charity on Yom Kippur on behalf of the dead. And he brought a proof from this from the Gemara that is cited in Horios, Dav Vav, and there we learned that as it relates to the passage of the Egla Arufa, that the person who is, if they find the dead body that is found between two towns, the Torah tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 8, that the elders of the town must take the calf to the Nachal Eitan, and there they must kill this calf. And the verse states, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael, it'll be an atonement for your people Israel. That refers to the living. Asher Padisa, whom you have already redeemed. This refers to, says the Gemara, this refers to the dead who you brought out of Egypt. And we see from here that the concept of Egla Rufa is an atonement for the dead. So says the Mordechai, this teaches us that the Mesim, the dead, also require atonement. And indeed, the Rakeach of Rebbe Lazar of Worms, writing in the 13th century, also in Germany, says that which we give charity on behalf of the dead on Yom Kippur, there's an Asmachta, there's a source for this from the Torah. Because it states in Parashas Tetzaveh, Exodus chapter 30, verse 10, it states there, HaKippurim achas b'shana yichaper. It says that it will serve as an atonement once a year. In addition to that, it states in chapter 30, verse 12, V'nasnu ish kofer nafsho Hashem, that a person should give a ransom for a soul to God. So we see from here that the word kofer, a ransom, is related to the word kippurim. So how does it help for the dead if the living person is giving charity? So the way he explains is that Hashem can look into the hearts of the living and of the dead. And if that dead person was somebody who in his life gave charity, and if he would have been a poor, and if he was a poor person, if he would have had money, he would have given charity. So then it will help that the living person gives charity in his merit on behalf of the dead, because this is the idea that since if he would have been alive, he would have given it. So therefore, his act on behalf of him while he is dead also serves for that purpose. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Shulchan Aruch writes as well in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Resh Chof Aleph that it is a practice to give charity on Yom Kippur on behalf of the dead. And the Ramah adds on to that, that which we say the Yisker on these days on Yom Kippur, that is also an atonement for this same reason. And so indeed the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it, that which we talk about Yisker on Yom Kippur is for this very reason of the connection between Yom HaKippurim and Kofar Nafsho. So the Beis HaOtzer writes something else. He writes that our Gemara, when a Gemara says that there's no kapara for the Mesim, that there's no atonement for the dead, what that is talking about is that's limiting it just to a korban, that the specific act of a korban can't be done on behalf of the dead, because a korban is something, a sacrifice is something which is really only applicable to a living person, and that's why it's a person brings a sacrifice, it's on behalf of himself. However, all the other actions can be done on behalf of a dead person, so a person can give charity, a person can do prayers, and a person can, in addition to giving charity and doing prayers, also do acts of kindness and good deeds. And this is the concept that we find throughout Shas, where, for example, we see in the Gemara Kedushin, Lamed Aleph from Abayz, that for the 12 months after their parents have died, they say, Hareini kaparas mishkavo. I should be an atonement for Rachmano Litzlan if somebody is a mourner. And so too in Masech HaSukkah, Reish Lakish says, Hareini kaparas rebichiu banav. So we see from here that, yes, of course you could be an atonement for the dead, but it's just a korban, a sacrifice, is something that doesn't work for the dead. But the other acts are certainly valid on behalf of the dead.